is going on, everybody? Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show!
My name's Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And
hallelujah!
Round up them doggies. Because it's time for a rodeo. That's what they round the doggies up for, right? Is a rodeo?
I don't know.
What do they round the dog? Well,
I've never heard that saying before.
They do say stuff about doggies, though. They probably don't say round them up. But what are the dog? Get along, little doggies.
Yes.
What are they talking about? Prairie dogs? Like, are they just like looking out across the prairie and saying, "Hey, you prairie dogs, move it."
Those sayings you can't really overthink. There's no real.
Some drunk ass way back when.
Thought it up and it caught on.
So it's a hillbilly idiom
then. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like all of a sudden, but for hillbillies.
Yeah.
That's how they use it. They're like, "Man, I was down at the general store when get along little doggies, a guy comes in with a gun and tries to rob the place." Means the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Orion.
Yeah.
I was at work today.
Mm-hmm.
Like many days out of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And did I introduce myself? I did. Yeah, Kyle. Whatever. I couldn't remember because of all that doggy talk.
Yeah.
I was at work today am all the time. And I've talked before about how at my work, just weird events will happen where like they'll decide, well, we're having a potluck. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I've talked about how we sometimes have pizza days. Well, today, for reasons that I do not understand because nobody told me, there was a cake. Actually, there were a couple of cakes.
I've never heard that at any workplace.
And like lunchtime came around and I went out. I usually go out to my car at lunchtime and I went out to sit in my car and I have to walk through the break room and there's just swarms of people around this cake.
God damn.
And nobody, even by the end of the day, told me why there was cake. And I never had any cake because I didn't want any.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I would have been allowed, but... So I have no idea why there was cake, but there was cake. And after work, I went to the local gas station that I frequent. And I was talking to the chick behind the counter and I said, "How you doing?" And she said, I said, "How's it going?" She said, "It's going." And I said, "Oh, just going?" And we made some small talk. And she said, "Well, this guy over here brought us some food. So, you know, that's good. Like, that's made our day better." And I said, "Yeah, that's awesome. He brought you food." And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I mean, I guess it didn't make the day entirely better. There was cake at my work today, and I didn't get excited." And she said, "You know what? I don't even really like cake." After that, it's not important. I left, but it got me thinking about cake.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me, I already knew this, but I don't really like cake either. But the peculiar thing that I was thinking about cake is that even though I don't really like cake... Like, if I'm going to eat a cake, chocolate cake's okay. But most of the time, the cake that people get when they get cake, especially birthday cakes, is that yellow cake.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the white frosting.
Yeah.
And it's just so much sugar, and it's just kind of dry, and I don't know. I don't really like cake. But I still, when I see that white cake sitting on a table somewhere with maybe some candles on it or some, like, squiggly frosting writing, there's a little, like, weird feeling of excitement that I get.
Yeah.
Like a cake brightens a room.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Like I saw that cake at work. I didn't want anything to do with it. And the people in the room, because I don't like all that weird crowding and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't get excited. But when I left work, there were a few pieces of cake still there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walked through that room, I was like, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a good goddamn day. Because cake.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to eat. I didn't stop and eat any cake. I didn't take a piece of cake home with me. I didn't want any of that goddamn cake. But the cake made the world a better place.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
My only guess would be that I associate it with birthdays. Like when I was a kid, like it's almost a Pavlovian response. Yeah. Like, you know, you ring the bell and the dogs start salivating. I see a cake and I just get happy because I think I'm going to get presents.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, but yeah, cake.
Weird.
It's a magic food.
Mm.
You don't even have to eat it to get its benefits. I can't think of any other food like that where you can just put it in a room and everything gets better.
Mm.
Certainly not pizza. If I can't eat pizza, everything gets worse.
Yeah.
If there's a pizza there and I can't eat it,
pizza
fuck
makes
you.
Me feel bad. I walk in, I see pizza. All I can think about is, oh fuck, I can only get like one piece, otherwise people are bitching because I'm eating all I could eat that whole fucking two pizzas. I could eat all this shit.
When they do the pizza thing at work, it's insane. They buy so many fucking pizzas. It's ridiculous. I could eat, I usually eat about four pieces and I could keep going and it would be fine. Like,
it's pizza.
Nobody would. No, I mean, not because like, I don't mean like I could keep going because I could keep going. I mean, I could keep going and nobody'd look at me funny because there's plenty of fucking pizza. Yeah. It's insane how much pizza they have to buy. Well, I don't know how much money they're spending.
My work. Yeah, they get ordered like four pizzas and it's like, hurry the fuck up and get some. Oh, it's cold.
Well, when I worked where you work, when they would buy a pizza, it wasn't a pizza for the whole store.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a pizza for the department. And your department has a lot less people than my work.
Yeah.
But still.
But everybody would pop in from other departments and go, ooh, pizza. And nobody would stop them. They're eating our pizza because we were good and we worked hard.
Those people are dicks.
Yes.
But I imagine when my work buys all these pizzas, it makes the store manager at the pizza place super excited and pisses off everyone else in that pizza place. It has to, because like the delivery driver, like do they have to have multiple delivery drivers bring those? Because they've got like, I don't know. Let me see. Like
20 pizzas?
Yeah, Jesus. Something.
What the fuck?
It's an insane amount of pizzas because they'll get several different kinds and they'll get like three or four of each kind.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And they'll stack them up so that like the top box is open and there are like reserve boxes underneath it. So you go through the top box and they throw the box away and then we start going through the next box.
Oh, heaven.
It's kind of awesome. If it didn't happen at work, it'd be super awesome. Yeah. If it was just like here, like a pizza truck shows up and just unloads 20 pizzas and just lines them up on the wall of my room and I just get to go up and just go through them.
Mm-hmm.
Now that would be awesome.
But back to cake.
Back to cake.
There's a cake in the room. Even I can admit, yes, it just brightens up my life.
I kind of
I don't know why, because I don't know. I don't like cake. It could be a fucking ice cream cake. And it's all right. It's good the first few bites. But then it's like, whoa, too much, man. Too much sugar.
Yeah, I think especially the frosting, like when you get the whatever the generic white frosting is that they put all over wedding cakes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fucking sugar and they lay it on so thick that I start to get kind of sick when I eat it.
You feel ill.
You get that weird, too much sugar feeling. But do you know, do they sell fake cakes? Because if they don't, they should. And if they do, the fake cake industry is not getting the business that it should.
God damn.
Because a fake cake, if it looked real, everybody should have one.
Yeah.
It's the cure for depression.
Yeah.
Like you can't walk into a room with a cake and cry.
Yeah.
It's not humanly possible. They should have cakes at funerals. Yeah. They should have cakes in therapist offices.
Yeah.
They should have cakes in war zones. They should have them everywhere. They should drop cakes on the Middle East. Drop cakes, just coat Afghanistan in cakes. No more terrorism. Problem solved.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Cakes, man.
Agreed.
They should make all memorials, you know, like monuments that were built for dead people.
Yeah.
Out of cake, or make them look like cakes.
We should start this business. Fake cakes. Yes.
Fakecakes.com.
People won't get it. So as soon as they like log on to the website, there's got to be like a video of you explaining it.
Yeah.
Like, listen, people, you ever walk into a room and there's a cake? And everybody's like, yeah. And you feel good, right? Yeah. Like an infomercial.
We'll get some dramatic reenactments of like, I want to get like a crazy black guy. Not like a crazy black. I want a black guy that looks like a dad from a 90s sitcom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in a Cosby sweater, kind of balding on top.
Yeah.
But he needs to have those black guy eyes that can bug out really well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he walks into the room, sees a cake, and his eyes just bug out of his head. And it'll say dramatic reenactment at the bottom. And we'll get some bullshit graphs that I can put up behind me and point at. Like, it'll show like one axis will be like proximity to cake. And the other one will be joy.
Yeah, joy.
And you'll just see it climb.
God damn.
It'll be a curve.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Yes. Fakecakes.com.
Mm-hmm.
Another new .com to add to the IdgeHat family of .coms. Yes. Let's see. What do we have so far? We've got adorableboys.com. I don't remember if I had a name for it, but I wanted to start a website for... Oh, it was a MySpace for aborted babies.
Yeah.
Abort space. Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe I had one for... Retards with superpowers? I don't remember.
Ooh,
I know familiar. I compared retards to the X-Men at one point. But I thought there was a website involved there.
Yeah.
8yearoldsnoparents.com. That Paul, though. That was that was a guest.
That's great.
Thing. And now fakecakes.com.
Yeah, I love it.
We got to get this started.
Yeah, if we ran all of those, fuck.
If I did even half the things I said I was going to do, billionaire.
Yeah.
I have no follow through. I Something need to hire people to have follow through for me.
We hear follow your dreams and we're like, fuck off.
Yeah, but they're so far away. Look how athletic my dreams are. Look at him skipping across the parking lot over there. I can't chase that fucking dream down. Oh, God. And if I did, who would stare at my Facebook?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
In other news related to my personal life.
Yeah, what's going on?
I was sitting on my balcony the other day outside my apartment, and I saw this Bosnian chick that lives in the apartment walking out of her car and towards the building.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of reminds me of a cross between... she sort of reminds me of a Bosnian Rosie O'Donnell. Like, she's kind of... Okay, Rosie O'Donnell and Snooki from the Jersey Shore.
Oh,
if they had a baby.
Because
she kind of looks sort of like Snooki, but a bit thicker.
Rather.
And she has this deep voice like Rosie.
Oh, Jesus.
But she speaks with a Bosnian accent.
Oh, God, that's scary.
And so she's walking up to the apartment, and she's clearly pissed off about something. She's talking on her cell phone.
Well, she's Bosnian, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still clear that she's actually pissed and not just Bosnian.
Yeah.
And she's talking about this girl... This is all inferred, but she's talking about this girl who was also Bosnian, but doesn't act Bosnian.
Oh.
She said, she's not Bosnian. She's fucking American. She always wants to do American shit, like walk around downtown and look at buildings and go to the park. Like all this stupid shit that's like,
are you
that's American? Like if you were like, she always wants to do American shit, like go to McDonald's and fucking go to baseball games and eat hot dogs. Like that I would kind of understand.
I would get it,
But no, she always wants to do American shit, like be in a place. What are you talking
about?
I think she said she drinks beer.
What the fuck?
So, like, I guess they really do just drink vodka. I thought I made that up as a Bosnian stereotype because they are kind of like Russians.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently they don't.
We don't drink beer. We drink liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she's talking all this shit about her friend. And, like, I guess it's a friend of hers, but she's like, I want to fucking punch that bitch. And I was thinking about how stupid that is.
Yeah.
Like, because she's... complaining about her friend being American. You live in my fucking apartment building in America.
I don't get it.
It's so weird to me that like, do you know, like, because Aldi, your fiance, is Bosnian.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not like that.
Yeah.
But do you know from her and from her family and stuff, are a lot of them like that?
Oh,
Is that their general attitude? Because there's a pretty tight-knit community of Bosnians around here.
Cream all over the culture thing. And if you don't follow the culture, you're a sellout, even though you fucking...
That's
kind of like...
That's such like, weird tribal
Like you can
bullshit.
Live on these lands, but don't sell out your culture and act like they do. I think that's what they mean. But
that's weird tribal bullshit, though.
I know.
And it's not just them. Americans do it, too. We just don't realize it as much because America's so big, we never have to fucking leave it. And most of us don't want to because we're afraid of the outside world.
Yep.
But so Americans do it, too. But it's really weird to see it like... Because, like, an American will be here talking about France. I hate them fucking French. They're so French and faggoty. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me something about France.
they don't speak English like God does.
They don't even know anything about France except
they surrender.
Well, what did they... name an instance in which they surrendered.
The war.
Which war?
you know.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't even know what they're talking about, but they know they hate France for some reason.
Yeah.
But that's a little bit different because they stay here and they hate France. Mm-hmm. They don't move to France and then go around to all the French people and tell them how fucking stupid they are for being French and get mad at like their friends when they move to France and start embracing French culture.
No.
It's just so strange.
They sit on their computer and eat freedom fries and post videos of that on YouTube.
Fuck you, French! Freedom fries!
I can barely even imagine, like, if I moved to Japan and then spent all of my time there complaining about the Japanese. what a horrible, weird thing that would be for me to do. And I understand with Bosnians, it's a little bit different because a lot of them came here not because, hey, let's go to America, but because, hey, let's get the fuck out of Bosnia.
Yeah, basically.
And they just kind of ended up here. Like, I don't think if they were like, where should we move because we want to move? They would have been like, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah.
That's the place to be. It's where everybody's going.
I still don't forgive them, though, because...
No, yeah.
During the war in Bosnia, the big civil war, the UN came in and basically shipped them all to Germany.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's get the fuck out, Germany. But no, they're like, I don't like Germany. They're not very Bosnian here.
Yeah.
Let's go to America. So they, fuck them. Fuck them all.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's just... Yeah, it's just strange to me. Like, I don't understand. I feel like I've probably said this before, but whatever. I feel like I've said everything at this point.
Yeah.
But there's a thing that bothers me about people and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
People have a tendency to talk about preserving cultures and, you know, we don't want to lose touch with our heritage. And I've heard people talk about dying languages. Like, I was reading some article like a few months ago about like this guy in some island in South America, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like the last guy.
Oh, God,
he's the only guy left. He's this super old guy. And he's the only guy left who speaks this one language.
Yeah.
And how sad that is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he's the only one left, then how sad really is that?
Yeah.
You know, because nobody cares but him. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Who cares? And like, oh, well, I came to America and my son, he's too American. He doesn't embrace our culture. He barely knows what the patterns on this fucked up rug mean.
Yeah.
So it's a rug.
I know.
You know, like, who cares? Like, oh, you don't know how to make borscht.
Yeah.
So we've got so much other food. I don't understand. It's not that I think that those things should go away because they're bad. It's that I don't understand why you think it's such a terrible thing if they do go away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit about preserving my... Oh, my goodness. French fries have gone out of fashion. What are we going to... Like, the only reason I would care about that is if it meant I couldn't get French fries anymore.
Yeah.
If that's the only reason I would care. I wouldn't care if the rest of the world but me was like, French fries are so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I would not care as long as there was some place where I could still get some French fries. And even if there wasn't, I wouldn't be heartbroken over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't think it was a travesty.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
I'm wondering, though, how butthurt I will get when I get much older. Like, if, like, the rock and roll really is dying out, you know, it's all electronic, this and that.
I don't think I'll care. Like, because the stuff...
Like, you don't understand. It was so good. Oh, listen to this. Fuck you, Grandpa.
Well, the thing is, the stuff that had come up to that point would still exist. So if I wanted it, it's still there.
Yeah.
And if nobody else wants it, it's just... I mean, people also ascribe a lot of importance and meaning and stuff to music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, music changed my life. Music got me through this rough patch. I'm not saying it didn't, but in the end, it is still just music. It is still just a form of
entertainment. It's not a revolution.
It's just recorded sounds that you listen to because it makes you feel good when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really the end of the world if nobody else wants to listen to Nirvana anymore.
Yeah.
Like, oh, these kids, they don't know. They don't know what's good. Rape me. How are you not loving this? Rape me. What? You know, I can totally understand somebody not being into that. Yeah. That's fine. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care. I don't really care that much about these weird cultural things and why people feel like specifically, it's the preservation of culture. Like, we can't let this thing die out. We need to, it's almost like a wildlife preserve.
Yeah.
Like, we've got this endangered species. There are only five of them left in the world. We better put them on a, in a, in a reservation.
Put them in a cage.
Yeah.
And monitor them at all times.
We got to put these fucking pandas in a room with some lube and make them make some goddamn panda babies, because if we don't, they're going to die out.
And I'm going to be sad.
I sort of understand with pandas, but I don't really understand with, like...
You kind of understand with pandas. If pandas died out, who gives a shit? They were cute. Hey, we had a good time.
But there are like... Yeah, no, honestly, if pandas died out, fuck off pandas. But I'd like pandas to be around. Yeah. And they're living things, whatever. But with like food, or like traditions, like, you know, in our country, we always pray facing east or whatever. You know, nobody ever makes these fucking mandolins out of gourds anymore, like we used to back in the homeland. What a fucking travesty.
Fucking ridiculous. Yes.
Yeah, it's silly.
It's as silly as, God, all these cousins came over the other day, and I guess they're Muslim, but I don't know what branch, because I've never heard of this, but they were talking to Aldi, and they're like, what'd you do today? And she was like, oh, I've been doing laundry all day. And they're like, oh, on a Friday? Like, you don't do laundry on a Friday?
Is that like the...
And it's not just like you don't Sabbath? Do anything on Friday. It's not like that. Like, why would you do something on Friday? It's specifically cleaning your clothes.
Oh,
like
really?
Laundry, specifically. How insane.
Yeah, because for a second I thought it was kind of like the Jews and...
No.
How they don't...
It's every Friday.
They're not supposed
every
to
week,
work.
Every Friday, all year long. You aren't supposed to do laundry.
Well, I think with the hardcore Jews, yeah. I think it's Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe it's... Fuck, what do I know
I
about
don't
Jews?
Know.
But I believe they're not supposed to do any work. And that gets crazy. Like, if you take it super serious, you're not supposed to go to work, but you're also not supposed to do shit like turn on the lights or something. You're not supposed to engage with any kind of machinery or something. it's weird and stupid.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe that's what it was. But no, it's just laundry. Like, don't you wash your clothes on Friday?
Yeah.
God's watching,
mm-hmm.
or Allah, I guess, if they're Muslims.
What kind of silly shit? Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's
all
kind
silly.
Of shit, like. You're breaking the customs, man.
Well, the religious shit is especially silly, but like, even just, you know, non-religious cultural habits,
mm-hmm.
if they're dying out, it's because nobody wants to do them anymore.
Yeah.
So then when somebody turns around and says, we can't let this die out, we got to preserve our heritage,
mm-hmm.
you sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do it anymore. That's why it's dying out. It's just nature taking its course.
Yeah. It's like some asshole going like, why did all these crazy spandex tight pants? Tiger printed bullshit from the 80s. All these, you know, all this 80s bullshit.
Yeah,
it's dying out. I'm still wearing it. Why aren't you wearing it?
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
It's like being mad because something went out of fashion. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It went out of fashion. We stopped doing it. That's all it
We've evolved.
It's like, ever since our Mexican family moved to the States, we all stopped wearing those fucking ponchos and sombreros. What is wrong with us? We're losing touch with our heritage. No, it's just you look like an idiot wearing a poncho and a sombrero in America.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to do it. It's not a big deal. It's clothing. It's fashion.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. Like Indian women wandering around in those crazy, like flowery dresses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine if that's what they want to do, but it would be really stupid and strange to try to push that on people because you can't let it die out.
Yeah.
Because it would just be so horrible to let it die out. I don't know. Orion.
Yeah.
I watched a movie
mm-hmm.
yesterday. Two movies, actually. Two movies involving black men in makeup to make them look like white men.
Oh, no.
The first
Tyler
one.
Tyler Perry.
No. The first one was a movie from the 70s. Might have been from 1970.
Hmm.
Called.
Talk to me.
Called Watermelon Man.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
And what it was actually about was this white guy who's kind of bigoted.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he wakes up and he's black. So they had a black guy play the white guy in the beginning of the movie with makeup on and a wig.
Yeah.
And then he turns black. And it's actually pretty funny in parts. Like, it is kind of a comedy.
Yeah.
But it gets real dark, no pun intended, towards the end. And it's really strange in some parts. Like whenever I watch an old movie like that, not that that's that old, you know, it's not a black and white movie, but an older movie, especially from like the 70s, there are weird, like really strange editing things. And like the soundtrack was really weird.
It's like everybody was high. I noticed that.
Yeah,
like it's not a joke. I'm fucking serious. Like everybody was kind of high and like thought it worked at the time. And then they look back and go, ooh, I really fucked that up.
There were a couple of parts where nothing in particular was happening, but it was kind of like one of those cheesy action scenes where the camera zooms in and out and you hear like,
oh God. Yeah.
There were a couple scenes like that, but nothing was really happening. And the screen was flashing colors, like the video was monochrome, like black and white, but yeah, it was solid colors,
see,
you know, like it'd be red and then blue and then green and then that would stop. And
why?
And there were scenes where like something would happen and there'd be this crazy like clanking of piano.
Yeah.
It, like almost like sound effects, but not, you know,
it didn't go with anything.
But it didn't. Yeah, it didn't really fit. It's not like when a cartoon character bonks another character on the head and it makes a timpani drum sound or something. It was just like a guy's walking across the room and it's like bang the bang the bang the bang the bang on the like somebody's just mashing on the keys. And then every once in a while, for no apparent reason, music with lyrics would fade up. And it would be there for like 30 seconds and then fade back down. But it wasn't like a transition between scenes. It was just like in the middle of a scene when nobody was talking.
Oh my God.
Or there were a couple of parts kind of towards the end where all of a sudden the screen freeze frames.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching it online. I thought the video froze, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It just, the video freeze framed. Then like some text would appear on the screen, kind of sort of talking about what's happening. And then some music would come on and it'd be kind of like a montage, but not really. It was sort of like they just needed to cut a bunch of shit out of the movie. And so they were like, we'll just show a few shots and cut in these little titles over it that kind of explain what's going on, but not really.
Save a few minutes. That's dumb.
And it happened in a few places and it didn't seem at all appropriate because every time it happened, it caught me off guard and I thought the video froze up.
Yeah. What was this movie about?
It was about this guy named Jeff Gerber, who's a white guy, and he's got a wife and two kids, and he works for an insurance company. And every morning he gets up and he races the bus, like he would take the bus to work.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he races the bus past a few bus stops to a certain bus stop, and he always beats the bus. He always gets to this bus stop before the bus does. But then he gets on the bus.
Okay.
I don't know what the point of that is. They never, like, I think he was actually asked by characters a few times why he does that.
Mm-hmm.
And he never said. He never really explained it.
All right.
But he always races the bus. And him and his wife are kind of have a relationship like I think every MILF you see at the store you work at, when you picture what their relationship is like in your head.
Yeah.
I think that's what this couple's relationship is like, because you always talk about how they're missing something.
Yeah.
Well, like there's a scene where they get into bed together and his wife says, it's Wednesday, and tries to like sex him up.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not Wednesday, it's Friday. And she's like, well, let's pretend it's Wednesday. And he's like, and then nothing. And then she says, well, at least let me wake up on your side of the bed like we used to. Which I guess they'd fuck and then forget which side of the bed they were on, and she'd wake up on his side of the bed. So they switch sides of the bed and then they go to sleep. So they have a sexless marriage.
Jesus.
All right. Oh, and he also says that they have two kids and can't afford to have another, so that's why he won't fuck her. And then she mentions contraceptives, and he's like, none of them work 100%. She says, well, they do if you use all of them. And he's like, I'm not going to have sex with, or make love, I think is what he said. I'm not going to make love to a tank. Referring to her as having all these devices. Anyway, so then like a few days go by, they show him at work and stuff, and then he wakes up one day and he's black.
Now, before you continue, is this ever explained, like why that happened? He woke up black?
No.
Just happened.
Earlier on in the movie, they showed him getting ready for work in the morning, like his routine. And part of it is to punch this punching bag. And part of it is to sit under a sun lamp.
Yeah.
So the joke was for a while that the only explanation he could come up with was that he spent too much time under the sun lamp.
Yeah.
But that's not the explanation. There never is an explanation. He just wakes up black.
Of course, no explanation.
Anyway.
Fucking 70s.
So he wakes up black and he freaks the fuck out. And it's kind of funny, but after a while it gets annoying because he just keeps screaming, I'm black. And
that's fantastic.
And then his like his wife, he goes in the shower and tries to wash the black off. And the whole house steams up and his kids wake, like this is really early in the morning and nobody's seen him yet. He woke up in the middle of the night by himself and he's in the bathroom. The whole house is steaming up because he's taking this super long hot shower trying to wash the black off. One of his kids comes in and he says goodbye to him, but like kid can't see him through all the steam and stuff. And the kids go off to school and his wife comes in as he's getting out of the shower finally before he's had a chance to look in the mirror and she sees him and she screams and then she runs out of the room and she starts yelling for him because she didn't realize it was him because she thinks there's just a random black man in the bathroom and he convinces her to come in because she recognizes his voice. Then she kind of recognizes him and then they have this whole conversation about it and they try to figure it out together and they never can. He calls the tanning bed company or the sun lamp company to try to have them do something about it. But basically... he spends a few days not going to work, calling in sick because he's black and he doesn't want anybody to see him as black.
All right.
And then eventually he does go to work. He just has this complete change of heart. He's like, fuck it. I'm going to work as a black man.
All right.
And he goes to this restaurant that he goes to, like this diner that he goes to every day before work where a black guy works.
Yeah.
And
he's like a regular when he was white. Yeah.
And the black guy that works there when he was white and he went in treated him like, oh, Mr. Gerber, you're the best. And he left him a nickel as a tip. And he's like, oh, thank you, Mr. Gerber. And when he goes in as a black guy, the black guy behind the counter does recognize him, but he's like... it's kind of weird. Sorry. Like, oh, I never noticed you were black.
What the fuck?
But anyway,
Jesus.
Yeah, there are a few characters that do that. Like, they're just fucking idiots. But once he realizes he's black, he treats him completely differently.
Yeah.
Like, the Jeff Gerber character is like, get me my usual. And the black guy behind the counter is like, slow your roll there, Gerber. He actually says, slow your roll.
That's great. Oh, my God.
And it just keeps on going. And then eventually, like, it's pretty...
settle down, nigga!
It's pretty upbeat and silly for a while.
Yeah.
But eventually, he his family, like, the neighbors started to notice that he was black. And that's weird, too. That's weird, too, because it's not that they noticed that there was a black man.
There's a different
in his
man
house.
Completely.
Yeah. No, they noticed that he was black. And they never question it either.
What the fuck?
But he starts receiving phone calls where he picks up the phone and he says, hello. Mm-hmm. And the voice on the other line says, is this Jeff Gerber? And he says, yes. Move out, nigger. And it keeps happening. And it's scaring his wife.
They're and not at all concerned about this crazy
this magic thing that happened. No, thing. Just get out of here, nigger.
Scientific blowout discovery.
So they're scaring his wife and he's starting to kind of, figure out that black people aren't evil or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't that much of a bigot at the beginning. Like he was kind of a racist, but sort of, old man racist. Yeah. Like he wasn't KKK racist and he wasn't hurting anybody. He just had stupid ideas and kind of acted like a dick. But, so he's starting to have kind of a change of heart since he's been a black man for a while. And then eventually those neighbors that keep calling him and saying, move out, nigger, they show up together. There's like four of them and they offer to buy his house.
Yeah.
They don't do anything crazy. They offer to, it is kind of crazy, but it's not torches and pitchforks. It's not get the fuck out of here, nigger. It's, hey, Jeff, we think it'd be better for everybody because you're bringing our property values down. We'll buy you out. How much is your house worth? Like 40,000? We'll give you 50,000 to move out. And he ends up talking him up to $100,000 and they go for it.
That's awesome. He
gets a $100,000 check, agrees to move out. Then his wife leaves him because she can't be with his black ass anymore. And so then then he quits his insurance job, starts his own insurance company, and just goes and lives by himself and frequents a Negro bar. And there's a weird scene of him walking through like this black corridor with neon lights where it keeps fading like to different scenes of him walking down the corridor mm-hmm. in different suits, and they get more and more black.
Yeah.
Like not the color black, but like, you know, pimp suits yeah. as the scene goes on. And then the movie ends with him on the phone to his wife. She calls him and wants to know how he's doing and says like, oh, I wish you the best. They don't reconcile or anything. They never see each other again. And that's kind of how the movie ends.
Wow.
Like he's just living his life as a black man now. Damn. All by himself. Oh, man. That's it. And it gets kind of dark towards the end. Move out, nigger. And his yeah. wife leaves him.
Jesus.
And he ends up living all alone.
What is that called again?
Watermelon Man.
Watermelon Man.
Which is why I watched
fucking
it.
Great.
I had no idea what it was. I just saw a link to this thing on this movie's website.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you find this?
I just saw a link to it on like- this movie's website, and it was called Watermelon Man and had a black guy on the cover. And I was like, I got to know what this is.
Yeah. Fuck it, I'm
so
bored.
So I checked it out. And I have a weird thing about people painting themselves up with makeup mm-hmm. to try to look like a different race. For some reason, that's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
I did eventually watch White Chicks.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
And that's a horrible example of it, partially just because it's a bad movie, but partially because that makeup job, like, that horrible. Was really stupid yeah. to try to make the Wayans brothers look like...
it's so funny.
Look like White Chicks. Yeah. They made them look like White Chicks, I guess, if they were...
Diseased.
If it was like
condition.
They had been part of the human centipede and this was after the reconstructive surgery once they'd been removed from the human centipede, yeah. like, then I could kind of see. Yeah.
Look but at those yeah, scars
they look
on
all
those
fucked
lips.
Up.
Yeah.
But that brings me to the other movie I watched, which was it's called True Identity, and it's from the early 90s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie I remember seeing trailers for when I was a kid.
Sounds familiar.
But it never really got big
yeah.
or anything. It wasn't really very popular. It's about this character named Miles Pope, who's played by a guy named Lenny Henry, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's a black British comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie takes place in America, and he's supposed to be an American black guy living in New York. And he does not do a very good job of faking an American accent.
Oh, no.
Not when he's trying to do his regular character's accent anyway. But he's an actor, and he flies out to Florida to take part in some audition. And then he's flying back, and he's sitting next to this guy on the plane. The plane starts to crash, and the guy on the plane tells him that he is actually this mob boss that everybody thinks is dead. He's had reconstructive surgery and stuff to make himself look like a different person. And now he's this entirely different person. He's living this life. The FBI thinks he's dead. And he tells them all this because he thinks they're both going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the plane straightens out. Oops. They both get off the plane and Miles Pope kind of takes off. But now this ex-mob boss guy is sending his goons after him. So like, they keep trying to kill him. And eventually he hooks up with his buddy who does special effects makeup for movies,
mm-hmm.
and that guy makes him into a white guy to avoid these mob guys because they're looking for a black guy. So that's what got me to watch that movie, because it made me think about it when I saw Watermelon Man,
yeah.
which had a black guy in makeup to make him look like a white guy. They did a much better job in True Identity. And he
probably didn't believe it.
He fakes mafioso New mm-hmm. York accent
mm-hmm.
sometimes. And he does an okay job of that. But when he's trying to be just Miles Pope, it's pretty terrible. But that's... That's kind of a mediocre early 90s movie. Yeah.
I'm glad you shared that.
I didn't have anything else to say about that movie.
I'm glad you shared that.
It's just related to the Watermelon Man because I was on a black people dressed as white people kick.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see that? I think it was just called Black White. It was, I think it was like produced by Ice Cube or something.
No,
but it was this. It was this TV show, kind of a reality show, where these two families swap races. There's a black family and they make them all up with like prosthetics and makeup and stuff to look like white people. And there's a white family and they do the same thing to make them look like black people.
What the fuck? I've never heard of this.
And they go they go into various situations as the other race to see how the other half lives or whatever. And that fascinated me.
And that's like a reality show, like real people that go out into real situations and film their reactions and discuss.
It is, but I heard that I had read somewhere that a lot of them were actors.
Oh.
So like,
oh, fuck.
I don't think it was scripted, but it's not like they play it off like it's just a couple of families,
yeah.
you know, that they plucked out of, you know, some town or mm-hmm. whatever. But I think they actually were actors who
probably
auditioned.
For the best, if you think about
probably.
It.
Probably.
Because... Yeah, it's like, it reminds me of that show, What Would You Do? And they put these actors in situations and film what people would do, like, you know, that, what was that one? Like the pedophile guy, he goes up to the girl and he's like, hey, want to help me find my dog? And everybody's like, oh, should we do something?
Is that called What Would You Do?
I think so. Which is dumb because that reminds me of some Nickelodeon
show. Yeah, there was a Nickelodeon show called What Would You Do? And you lost me for a second there because I'm picturing like Mark Summers.
Every time I see it on TV,
pretending
I'm like,
to be a pedophile and going up to kids.
I see it on the channel dial thing and I'm like, oh man, retro. And it's not the Nickelodeon thing. It's
there should
stupid.
Be a show where Mark Summers just pretends to be a pedophile and pranks people. Like he just, every week he goes to a different park and tries to give candy to kids or whatever.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mark
I'd watch that
Summers.
Show. Mark Summers. Good old Mark Summers.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you this week, Orion? Eventful week. Did you watch any movies about black people pretending to be white people?
No, but on the subject of black people, this entered my mind. Because I saw this video of a black kid, you know, like probably in his 20s, dreaming. Where the fuck did I see this?
You saw a video of a black kid dreaming?
Yeah, it might have been on Tosh.0. And he was just being filmed dreaming, you know, just sitting there. And he mumbled something like, make that money. And then he went back. And I was dying. I immediately turned to Ollie. I'm like, what the fuck? What do black people dream about?
Always be hustling.
She wasn't responding. Yeah. It's like
even
money,
in my dreams.
Power, bitches. Is that all they dream about?
Made that money. Damn, bitch. That's great.
They dream about life skills they could have but will never aspire to have.
Oh, come on now.
Just kidding.
Black people make plenty of money.
I know.
There's prostitution. And drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
And robbery.
Yeah, robbery.
Yeah, they make plenty of money.
Yeah.
They're doing fine.
Yeah, and they don't have to deal with all the bullshit that we do.
Welfare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
It's a good gig.
Being black. Yeah, they lucked out.
Reincarnated.
Black people.
What would you choose your race? Oh, I'll take black this time. Yeah.
I still think that if people were being truly honest and they're not crazy, if you asked a black person if they could have been born white, like, would they have done it?
Mm-hmm.
They probably would say yes, not because there's anything inherently better about being white, but because there are things about our society that make it better to be white.
Less bullshit, that's all.
But I think most people wouldn't admit that, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like I think maybe it's a point of pride, and it's also, it makes you sound like a race traitor. Which among white people isn't a big deal because the only person that's going to call you a race traitor is a horrible racist.
Yeah.
But among black people, I think it's a bigger deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of them get mad at people for being lighter skinned than them. Like, it's a weird form of racism. Anyway, I don't even know. What were we just talking about?
I was just talking about
black people.
Black people in their dreams, yeah. Oh, what do they dream about?
Black people in their
dreams. They go to sleep.
Chasing rabbits like dogs.
Oh, no. That's horrible, Kyle. Jesus.
Yep.
It's horrible.
Yep. I don't know. What do black people dream about? I would assume that black people dream about the same kind of shit I dream about, which is...
Doubt it.
No, I would assume that for the most part, it probably is the same kind of shit that I dream about, which is to say, not because I have weird dreams where I have like telekinetic powers or I can levitate. I've talked about dreams like that. But then most of my dreams are like, I'm in a house that's my house, but it's not really my house. And here's my friend, and we're hanging out.
Yeah.
And that's the whole dream.
It, yeah.
Or like I'll have a dream where like my mom wants me to do laundry, but I'm like, Mom, I already did laundry. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So I imagine most of their dreams are probably like that.
Mm.
But with a little bit of make that money.
Yeah. It's got to be. Yeah. The passion is there. Every black friend I have on Facebook, it's just make that money. Like, fuck y'all fake niggas. You know?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
all about
well,
money.
Let's be honest. Fuck fake niggas. Nobody likes a fake ass nigga. You know?
Oh, I'm gonna, Mom. What do you think, y'all? I'm gonna try and go a whole week without a fitted, you know?
Without a what?
Without a fitted hat, without wearing a hat.
Oh, you're way more street than I am.
And everybody was like, you crazy!
Without a fitted. I've never heard fitted before. Where have I been? I hang out in all the ghettos.
Uh-huh.
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Imagine they dream about, you know, mom wants me to do laundry. But mom, I'm trying to get that money.
I doubt it. I think the majority of their dreams is like beating the shit out of something. I don't know.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
they're violent instincts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're just walking along and something looks at them wrong. And they're like, really? And because they interpret that look as like, man, I hate niggas.
Do they
attack?
Do they have dreams like that bonus stage in Street Fighter where you just have to beat up a car?
Only it's like a horse.
Fuck. I want to see somebody beat up a horse. My God. It would be, I would.
Ice Cube.
I would gladly.
A horse.
I would gladly sit through a verbal beating from a whole group of PETA members if I got to see a person beat a horse to death with their bare hands.
Oh, God.
Just, can you imagine getting into a fist fight with a horse? Man. Amazing.
To death, I don't know. I like horses. They're
okay.
Cute. They're cute, but, you know, beat the shit out of
it. So. Horses are not cute.
Well, you know.
There is nothing cute about a horse.
I watched a lot of Rainbow Bright when I was a kid.
If you want to be the worst girl in the world and say they're beautiful, fine, but they're not cute. There's a reason people call Sarah Jessica Parker a horse face as an insult. It's not because she's fucking adorable.
Yeah.
They are not cute. But anyway, okay, beat them to within an inch of their life, you know, but let them live. Fine. Yeah. Just beat them. just beat that horse. Did people used to do that? Is that what beat a dead horse is about? Like you beat the horse until it's dead and you keep beating it? Obviously, stop once it's dead. Yeah. What are you, crazy? You're beating a dead horse.
That's so much fun.
But they used to beat live horses?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
God, I just
picture, they got to beat the shit out of something. So like when they're laying there and you're filming them, they're kind of like, because they're...
Oh, you're talking about black
people
again?
Like when they're sleeping,
I'm still thinking about horses.
Yeah, when you're looking at a horse, and it's laying there and dreaming, it's like...
I was just picturing Kanye West fighting a horse. Oh, God. Oh,
that's great.
Oh, man. I got to see this happen.
Oh, I wonder if you can write or like tweet on his wall. Like, so when you gonna get around to fighting a horse there, Kanye?
When are you gonna fight that horse?
He will think about that. Be like, Kanye, here are your all the tweets on your wall for the day. Yes, thank you. What? When am I gonna fight a horse? That's fucking brilliant.
Hashtag stronger. that don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I got to beat up a horse now.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
What? Yeah. I'm just picturing various black people fighting horses now. Danny Glover fighting a horse. Samuel L. Jackson fighting a horse. Oh, Samuel L. Jackson just joined Twitter.
Did he?
Yeah. And it is ridiculous.
Is it getting out of... Are you sure it's his?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fake ones out there.
Yeah.
And they're funny, but...
I started following him, and it's ridiculous how black his writing is. Like, it's really bad. Yeah. Like, it's a cross between, like, the way Kanye West talks.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And the way, like, a 15-year-old white girl writes.
Oh, no.
It's really bad. Like, there's a lot of motherfuckers and shit and niggas, but there's also just a lot of lowercase u's for the word you and, like...
Oh, that's so annoying.
L-I-K or L-Y-K for like.
What the fuck? And I can't read that shit.
But everything he says is crazy, too. Like, nothing really makes any sense. It's like, oh, motherfuckers, nigga. What? What are you even talking about?
Going to sleep.
It's like he's just pulling, like, from a Negro dictionary. Just random words. Like, he's just throwing darts. I don't know what he's doing, but I want to see him fight a horse. I'm going to start tweeting black celebrities, when are you going to fight that horse?
You should.
Hashtag horse fight 2012.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's make this happen.
You can't read that and just ignore it. You got to be like, ooh,
and
challenge accepted.
Hashtag I dare you.
Yeah.
Because you can't turn down a dare. And then if they do, if they tweet back and say, I'm not going to do it, then hashtag I double dare you. Yeah. And then if they tweet back again that they're not going to do
hashtag fake nigga question mark.
hashtag fake nigga, hashtag chicken.
God damn.
What are you, chicken?
Oh, it's going
there
down.
Is something, though, that we talked about this before for sure when we talked about launching Mata cannons, but there's something about horses having, like, it's partially it's about harming horses, but it's not that cruel. Really, what it's about is putting horses in harmful situations that they have no place being in.
Yeah.
Like pushing a horse off a building or launching a horse out of a cannon or trying to have a fist fight with a horse. Just anytime, like,
God damn.
Anytime you can put a horse in a situation it really shouldn't be in that's going to cause it harm is just hilarious to me. And I don't know why. Like, if it were somehow possible to put a horse behind the controls of a plane. Amazing.
God damn. you know there's people listening right now that are like, I don't find that funny at all.
Not only that, I
what
find
the
it
fuck?
Deplorable. I'm sorry. Horses coming to harm in ridiculous situations, like a horse skydiving or, man, a horse.
There's certain things out there that if people don't find funny, they really should. I'm not fucking around. Should get themselves checked out, you know?
A horse on the moon?
What is that horse doing there?
A horse on the moon.
Christ.
Are you just a horse in space? This wouldn't necessarily... You could give it like a little horse space helmet so it has oxygen. I don't want to expose it to the elements or lack thereof of space, but I can't imagine. I guess you could give it a horse space suit. Yeah. And it doesn't even have to come to harm. Just put it in space and just have it floating out there connected to the hose or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
Just kicking its legs around
looking around
like crazy with this helmet on.
What is that horse thinking?
Just floating outside the International Space Station. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Oh.
What else could we do with horses?
Oh, I think putting them in space really tops it off.
The possibilities are endless.
Christ. Yeah.
Really. I think anytime we send a space probe out, it should have a horse just attached to it.
All right. We're going to put this horse in this volcano.
Just lowering a horse slowly into a volcano. Just on a chain, like on a crane, you're just slow, like that scene in Jurassic Park where they put the goat in with the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Only instead of a T-Rex, it's a volcano, and you're just slowly.
It's horrible.
The volcano needs to feed.
But it's so awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Or you just scare a horse into running into a pool of lava.
Yeah.
All right. It just runs into
so
lava.
Bad. Oh, God.
Well, oh, but then it would like get in the lava and you'd hear like,
yeah.
I don't know. What would a horse sound like?
Ow, ow, ow.
Yeah.
They speak English.
I can't breathe.
They're just trying to hide it.
Only when in lava.
Yeah.
Ow.
Or like you strap a horse to a big horse size skateboard.
Yeah.
But you like clamp its feet down into it, kind of like a snowboard, I guess. And then you drive. You put a little horse helmet on it, and you hook it up to a chain to the back of a truck, and you just drive down the highway with a horse on a skateboard.
Oh God. Oh Jesus.
Oh boy.
I was picturing like. They're scientists, right? I don't know why. And they put a horse in a volcano. And when it enters lava, it starts going, ow, ow. And they're like, whoa, 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 wait. This is like a new discovery.
Groundbreaking.
So they start putting
more horses in the lava. And asking them questions. We got to see. We have to see God, the lengths to which their understanding of human language goes.
Yeah.
Throw another one in the lava and grab the questionnaire.
Oh, God. I can't do this anymore.
What is your name? Ow, ow, Seabiscuit, ow, ow.
Oh, man.
Mm. We only get one question with each horse. We're going to be here all day. There are 30 questions on this thing.
I can't move.
Then you start, you try to administer an IQ test. But it's got to...
It's in lava, Kyle. God damn it. It's not going to like go,
Yeah. Which is the next number in this pattern? Ow. They don't seem to be good with pattern recognition.
Oh, boy. It is just a stack of horse bones.
Yeah. Oh, man. Horses, nature's comedians.
Oh, if I was a supreme being and I was looking down at a world where these creatures were like throwing horses into volcanoes, I'd be like, oh, fuck yes.
This is awesome.
These guys know how to party. I just thought of another one, which is kind of like horses skydiving or being pushed off a building, but it has an extra added twist.
Yeah.
Horses bungee jumping.
Because the coming back up would be even better than the falling.
Oh, God.
No.
That's fucking great.
Oh, God.
They're just such awkward fucking creatures.
I can't breathe. I need to take a break, Kyle.
Okay.
I need to take a break.
Okay. That's good shit. I'm good. I'm ready for a break anyway.
Break time.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
And we're back.
We're back.
Hi. Orion.
Yeah.
You know how the last couple weeks I've been talking about that darn Whiskey Thursday show?
Mm-hmm.
And last week I mentioned that one of the other guys from that show messaged me on Twitter and said, hey, I have a podcast too, and I'm a Skype man, and I do the Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I looked at his page, and I said it looked kind of anime heavy, but I'd check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did check it out. I've listened to two episodes. The podcast is called, let me make sure I get this right. I pulled it up. There it is. Okay, the website is thegrayghost.net,
mm-hmm.
but the podcast that I listen to is called Method to Madness Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to two episodes. I listened to the most recent one and the one before that. The most recent one was hilarious.
It was good.
Yeah, yeah. I really, really enjoyed it. But the most recent one was about, the guy who messaged me on Twitter and another guy that I don't know, talking about this book called Ghost, which is kind of a John Clancy-esque novel, kind of action-y novel. About this former Marine or something like that, who's just a horrible, sexist, just sociopathic asshole.
Yeah.
But he's also like rescuing people and things.
Big hero.
Yeah. But it's just, they were reading excerpts from the book and stuff, and it's just ridiculous.
Oh, God.
And so I was laughing along with it, and I thought it was great.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff I was laughing at was stuff from the book. So I don't know if, you know, if the show was always that funny or if it was the book.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But for what it's worth, giving him the benefit of the doubt, that was an awesome episode. So I didn't have anything bad to say about it. The other episode I listened to, I don't think really counts because it was kind of a clip show, from mm-hmm. what I understand, of like outtakes from previous episodes.
Ah.
So, you know, it was stuff that they thought was funny enough to put together into its own episode, but it wasn't that great, so they didn't keep it in the episode itself when they put the old episode that it's from out. Yeah. But it's the kind of stuff, because of that, the nature of it, it's the kind of stuff where you probably would enjoy it more if you knew the show.
Yeah.
And since I didn't know
inside
the show.
Inside jokes, yeah. What are they talking about?
So it meant nothing to me, so I don't even remember anything that happened in
it. Damn.
But like I said, that's, you know, I don't think that counts because I don't know the show. Like, that's something that's for people who know the show.
Yeah.
So.
But good voices.
Well, no.
Oh, God.
No. But
it's okay, right? It's okay.
But not anywhere. You, here's the thing.
Yeah.
This guy, I don't know if it was a calculated move on his part, but by putting himself on Whiskey Thursday along with Ryan, he can do no wrong in the voice category. Sure, he doesn't have the most excellent voice out there, but God damn it, Ryan makes me want to tear my eardrums out and smash them. Yeah. So he sounds voice. He sounds beautiful by comparison.
Yeah.
So the one episode that I listened to that I think does count was really good. So that's my current assessment of that podcast.
It's only two, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
I just wanted to touch on that because I said I'd give it a listen.
Yeah. What's it called again?
It's called Method to Madness Podcast. But the website is thegrayghost.net. I don't know if there's a Method to Madness website. I imagine that probably is a website, but probably isn't his website.
I see.
You know? Now I lost my train of thought. Basically, I just wanted to mention that podcast because I kind of had something positive to say about it.
Yeah.
And I never have positive things to say about anything ever, except horse beating. So
we play it and we just make fun of it. Like, listen to this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have another thing we could talk about, but should we do that or should we get into the listener stuff? Because there's a fair amount of that. So
let's do that and whatever's left. Yeah. You can mention
that was an or thing where there were two options and you just said, let's do that. Yeah.
Let's get into user submitted material.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you say? Facebook or Twitter first?
Facebook.
Okay. That's where all the stuff is.
Mm-hmm. That's where it's happening.
Gavin Armand, who last week was telling us all about how he had a terrible job. And what does he do now? He finished university.
Yep. Uni.
Yeah. Did you see in the forums?
I did.
He was like, just for you guys, for your information, uni is short for university.
Yeah,
I know you guys are a couple of mooks. And you don't know about our fucking vocabulary over here, but that's university. Yeah. Which I don't know who he was talking to.
Yeah.
If he was talking to us, I don't know how he got the impression we didn't know that. But anyway. So today he says, I applied for, interviewed, accepted, worked, and quit a well-paid but soul-crushing job in less time than passes between two episodes of Itch Hat. How about that, eh?
Ooh.
So this bad job he said he had, he's already quit it, and it was all in less than the span of a week.
Oh, he's one of those.
I don't know if he's one of those.
Like, if I don't like a job, fuck it, I'll quit and take my chances.
Yeah, I know what
the fuck?
I know what you mean by one of those, because there are those people who just somehow seem to drift through and get away with whatever.
They never get fucked.
They don't have to have a job for some reason.
They're never homeless.
I am glad on Gavin's behalf or whatever for Gavin that he felt like he was in a position where he could do that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty envious. I don't know if he realizes that or not, but most people probably couldn't just be like, I don't like this job. Fuck it. I'm out.
Yeah. No
way. With nothing else, you know, as a backup. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he didn't have a backup. He didn't say anything about another job.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he's in a position where he feels like he can do that because I've never really been in a position where I felt like I could do that.
No
like,
way.
My first job was a 7-Eleven, and I was living with my mom at the time. My mom had told me I either needed to be going to school full-time or I needed to have a full-time job. And I wasn't going to school full-time, so I had to get the job at 7-Eleven. And I couldn't quit it because I had to pay rent to her. So if I quit, she's not a horrible person. She would have probably given me a pretty sizable grace period, but she would have been on my ass about getting another job. And I bet at a certain point she would have gotten fed up and been like, you need to find something else.
Yeah.
You got to get out of here.
Because you don't want your kid to be, you know, one of those. Just
right. And that's not me shit talking my mom. I'm just saying like I couldn't have even quit the 7-Eleven job just because I felt like it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I moved out here and I got the job at the survey place and I was paying rent here. You know, I've never been in a position where I could just be like, fuck this job. Yeah. I'm out. So I'm glad you were able to have that experience. It's one I've never been able to have. But that's all I've got to say about Gavin quitting his job.
Yeah.
Then our buddy Dave, linked us to an article about Harold Camping, the guy who predicted the end of the world.
Mm.
And he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's saying, and actually this isn't really news. He kind of was already saying this, but now he's saying the end of the world is actually going to be October 21st.
God.
I believe the way he put it before was that the rapture was in May, but then the actual end of the world was in October.
Yeah, I think Paul.
Yeah, Paul told us about that. Yeah. But yeah, so now he's saying Harold Camping, who announced the rapture would occur Saturday, has had another revelation. The world will now end on October 21st. Camping says God held off Saturday out of mercy. Saturday, I guess. Oh, this is from, yeah, this is from May. He did not want to suffer for five. He did not want man to suffer for 5 months. That's what he's saying about God. God was like, you guys are cool. I was planning on this 5 month suffering thing, but yeah. Shit, nigga. I can wait.
Yeah.
but he was here on earth spiritually. God was.
But the rapture has to happen before the end of the world.
It could be like 20 minutes before.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Apparently, he also said, I'm really beginning to think, as I restudied these matters, that there's going to be no big display of any kind. After the end is going to come very, very quietly, he says.
Of course.
And I guess, why wouldn't it? I mean, obviously I don't believe in all this shit, but really, why would there be like a horrible battle? And why would you have to watch people float up into the sky? And why would there be all this shit, like monsters coming out of the sea or whatever the fuck's in the Bible?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why wouldn't it just be like, all right, okay, now you guys are in heaven and those other guys are in hell.
That's true. Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Spectacle would be cooler.
I guess.
Sky is opening up. Oh, I've shat my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine
how
much shit there would be falling from the sky? As like all these elderly people and stuff are being raptured away. Just it's so like intense that they're just all losing control of their bowels.
That's great.
Just raining feces. Yeah. That nothing else happens to the rest of us that don't get raptured. We just get shat on by the righteous. God's like, that's punishment enough.
Yeah.
Old lady shit all over your head. But so, yeah. So, I mean, that's what's up with him. The end of the world is coming again.
Mm-hmm.
October 21st.
That will come and go. And
I'm not too upset about it. You know, I mean, my birthday is the 17th, yeah. So it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least he was courteous enough to plan it for after my birthday.
Yeah.
It's plenty of time to get a hold of a fake cake.
Yeah.
That's, but
what's going to happen after, you know?
After.
He'll be done. There's no more of it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the rapture was supposed to be in May.
Yeah.
And then, I get what you mean, but I'm going to keep saying what I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
The rapture was supposed to be in May, and then the end of the world was supposed to be in October. So it was like, I guess what was supposed to happen was all the good people were supposed to get raptured up to heaven, and then the rest of us would be here while Jesus fought the Antichrist or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and like just shit went to hell. Not literally, because
mm-hmm.
we're all still alive. And then I guess the end of the world is the actual end of the world. I still don't know exactly what that means. Does the world disappear? Does the universe blink out of existence? Does the world blow up and all the other crap in the universe is still there? Does everything just stop and now we are in hell or whatever? I don't know. But it's the actual end of the world now, so we won't be around like anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But what you meant was, what is he going to do now? Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah,
what's
going to
happen after the 21st?
He'll be a nobody.
He will probably be like, huh.
More excuses.
Maybe he'll make up another date, but I don't know. You know, at this point, he hasn't really made up another date, I don't think. He's just been like, I guess the rapture thing isn't going to happen, but the end of the world's probably still going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would be super impressed if, you know, October 21st comes and goes and he changes his tune.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I guess none of it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, I really honestly believed that we were going to get raptured on May 21st. And then I was like, well, maybe God's testing me.
Yeah.
But then the end of the world came and went and he still didn't do anything. Like, I don't think God is that lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be super impressed if like this actually shook his faith.
Yeah.
But I doubt that it will. He's kind of a crazy old man. He'll just be like, I guess I misinterpreted the scripture or whatever. Or actually, more likely, he'll just be like, God took mercy on us again.
Yeah.
God decided, you know what? He saw enough of us repenting, knowing the end of the world was coming. And he was like, okay, we're back on track.
Yep.
I'll give you another year and a half.
Yep.
So that's kind of what I imagine will happen. But yeah, I also imagine he'll just kind of fade out. Like maybe October 21st, he'll come and there'll be some coverage,
mm-hmm.
but then, you know, nobody's paying attention to him anymore. What else is on the Facebook? Paul Pishu says, man, it is pretty sad none of us got raptured. I figured Jesus would need all of us for the big fight against the Antichrist that's been going on since May. But it must have been a really small fight since I haven't heard anything about how it's going. But yep, actual end of the world is next week. Maybe. What if the Antichrist was a horse?
God, Jesus, don't get me started again.
Jesus fighting a horse. I imagine a horse in a suit. Because a lot of times when I hear, like, when I see the Antichrist depicted, it's like a well-dressed businessman.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's a smooth talker.
Oh, yeah.
So I imagine a horse in a suit fighting Jesus on the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Worth it to go to hell during the end of the world or whatever. And then Jeff Mazarek, the wizard, says, running that marathon in Detroit Sunday. He says that like I know, like I keep tabs on marathons. Running that marathon in Detroit Sunday. Any chance you guys could do a 4.5-hour show for me to listen to while I dodge bullets downtown? I'm kidding about the show, I mean. He's really going to be dodging bullets.
Yeah, yeah. Detroit!
I know Jeff likes to run, but I don't really know what inspires him to go on these, like, you can run anywhere. You don't have to run.
Marathons are kind of faggy, yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe the dodging bullets is actually the motivation he needs. Maybe he's like, God, you know, I really should go running, but there's nothing to run from.
But then again, if you're by yourself, you're running, you're like, you're thinking, man, this is cool. Look how cool this is. And no one's around to go, yeah. But when you're in a marathon, if you say that out loud and everybody around you is like, yeah, yeah, totally agree.
I guess, yeah. I was going to say, if you're running for any reason and you're like, man, this is cool, you need to get your coolness detector adjusted because there's nothing cool about just going for a run. Mm. But then again, surrounding yourself with other people whose coolness detectors are broken, it could seem cool to you because they would all agree.
Yeah.
Then he says, also, how about this story? And then he links to this story about this woman who's suing because she thought the movie trailer to the movie Drive was misleading. And I read this at one point. Basically, what it is she was dissatisfied with the movie. She thought it was a shitty movie. Like, she expected one thing. She expected an action movie or whatever. And I don't remember the specifics because it was actually before he linked to it that I read it. And I haven't read it since then because I'm lazy. But yeah, basically, like, let's say she thought it was going to be an action movie and then it wasn't that action-y.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's suing because it's like false advertising to her.
Oh, man. People are trying all kinds of shit.
Yeah, it's pretty silly. Jeff also says, I saw this film and loved it. Is this woman stupid? You pay for the service of having a film screened in front of you and your giant tub of popcorn and the trailer is supposed to lure you there. Yeah, this woman is stupid. Yeah, you're not
going to win that case. There's no way.
If she does, that's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Yeah, because Jeff's exactly right. You're paying to go to the theater and see a movie. You're not paying to be 100% satisfied with how the movie came out.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying to go see the movie. Yeah, she's stupid. I don't have a lot more to say about it. She's stupid. Yeah.
They'll award her her ticket price back, if that.
That's still unreasonable to me to go to a theater and then demand your money back because you didn't like the movie.
Yeah.
But at least that is taking it to a if you're going to try to do something, at least that's kind of a reasonable level. To just jump right to suing is ridiculous. Yeah. Maybe, like I said, it's been a while since I read the article. Maybe she did try to get her money back first and they refused. Maybe that's why she went to sue.
I'm suing.
I don't know.
Got really angry.
But that's completely insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's dumb. So that's the Facebook. The Twitter, there's only one. Well, there's kind of a few things on the Twitter. Before I asked for suggestions and stuff, I'm Kilo said, at Ijhat, I feel like I have enough t-shirts already, which is why I donated. And he did donate a little while back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome. And thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you feel like you have enough t-shirts already. I don't know that that's even possible to have enough t-shirts.
That's kind of a dick thing to say.
It's not a dick thing to say. If you don't want to buy our t-shirts, don't buy our t-shirts. And I haven't even put up the ability to buy these new t-shirts I'm talking about.
I only need 7 days in the week. That is all.
I don't think it's douchey, but like, I'm not sure exactly what the point of the statement was.
It was
I'm not going to buy your t-shirts. I already sent you money. That's kind. He ended it with a smiley face, so I'm pretty sure that's not how I'm supposed to read it. And I don't think that's what he meant.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what he did mean. You know, like, just a reminder, I did donate.
I don't get it.
So quit trying to sell me things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what. Yeah. Thank you for donating and not buying our t-shirts.
Not cool.
That's fine.
Totally separate things. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like, if you're donating, it's to help the show. If you want a shirt, it's because you like being awesome. It's totally separate things.
Right. Well, yeah. And it's not... I definitely appreciate the donations. And in a way, that is a more direct help.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying when I was explaining how the t-shirts would work, I wouldn't make any money off of the t-shirts. Not a dime. Because that's the point. I wanted them to be as readily available as possible. Because... it is a form of promotion, and it's also just kind of neat, the idea that a t-shirt that I designed that represents a thing that I'm doing is on people.
Yeah.
It's just kind of cool.
Sounds kind of creepy when you say it that way.
What, on people?
Something I made is on people. I don't know.
I don't think that sounds creepy. What if it was something I designed and somebody got a tattoo? Now it's literally on people.
Ooh.
Ah, how creepy that okay. person got a designed thing on them. It's not like I said on his dick or
okay. all right,
or
all right.
in people. That would be creepy.
Oh, God.
It's kind of it's just kind of a great feeling to think that something I designed is out there and in people.
Oh, God. Oh, that's scary.
And then Gary Piano, John Paul of fightbait.com, Whiskey Thursday. He said, and this wasn't actually at us. I mean, he mentioned us in it at Idgehat, but he said, if there's one reason to listen to at Idgehat, it's because they're the other podcast other than mine that drinks sparkling water while recording.
Mm.
To that, I have only to say that sparkling water is for faggots. I would not brag about that.
I'm drinking a sparkling water as we speak.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Well,
I'm not going to get into it, why I like it. But I feel like I should.
I don't have to defend my sparkling water to you, to the likes of you. That's fine. Drink your sparkling water. Right. It's all fine. Right. You know, some people are gay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And then Gavin again, he says, I'm going to watch Battlefield Earth tonight without the riff tracks. You know riff tracks? Do you know riff tracks?
I don't know.
It's basically Mystery Science Theater 3000, but now it's on the internet and it doesn't use that name. It's Riff Tracks. And more.
Okay.
Instead of doing just all low budget old sci-fi movies, they actually just do everything.
Oh my God. I never knew. I thought that show died.
Well, it did.
Well, the show died.
Yeah. And it's a new show.
Hmm.
But with some of the same people.
I see. Okay.
Battlefield Earth. Do you know anything about Battlefield Earth?
Just that it's horrible.
Yeah. It's connected.
I don't know. That's all that pops into my head.
It's connected to Sal. It's connected to Scientology because L. Ron Hubbard, I guess, wrote Battlefield Earth.
I didn't know that. Fun fact.
I didn't know that when the movie came out. And it has John Travolta in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I remember about like seeing the trailers when it came out was that John Travolta looked kind of like a mix between Rob Zombie and a Klingon.
Yeah.
Like he's just like a bad Star Trek alien.
The dreads, yeah.
But he looked kind of moldy like Rob Zombie always does for some reason.
Yeah, he does.
I'm not sure why Rob Zombie wants to look moldy. But
I wonder
just,
what he smells like. Yeah, I've always wondered.
I imagine he smells fine. I imagine he smells... You know what I imagine he smells like? Yeah. Clove cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's
what
I imagine Rob Zombie... Not because he smokes them, just that's what Rob Zombie smells like. But he looks like he just got dug up from a swampy grave.
Yeah,
that's his thing. That's fine, Rob Zombie. If you want to grow moss...
Yeah.
And that's the Facebook and the Twitter, and we do have some voicemails. Let's check that out.
Oh yeah, and it was the second one.
Oh, I started with the wrong voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Miss Nick. I've only just listened to the episode before the one that's just come out. My voicemail, it was kind of, messed up on the voicemail line when I called in, but I was also stood right next to a main road. So that explains the horrendous sound there. And I was just saying, I found a brand of toilet tissue called Fiesta, and it's not just limited to dog food. I was just quite surprised because you were talking about Fiesta meaning like a party. And dog food party, toilet paper party, crazy Mexicans.
That is especially funny to me. because I was talking about fiesta, meaning like a party, mm-hmm. but with a specific connotation of food. So toilet paper yeah. called fiesta is pretty funny.
That's pretty great.
Like, let's have a shit-eating party. Yeah, or like I imagine a good ad for fiesta toilet paper would be a Mexican sitting on a toilet eating tacos out of a bucket. and I imagine fiesta toilet paper looks like, have you ever seen that cake mix that with the confetti? Like call it confetti. It's got the little rainbow, like little spots in the cake mix.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine the toilet paper looks like that. Like it's got little rainbow speckles on it.
But it's not like pink, blue, yellow, or green. It's more like just red, green, like Mexico, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Fiesta,
so it's
like
red, white,
peppers,
green, like the Mexican flag. Mm. Yeah. And
spicy.
And so the guy's sitting there on the toilet eating tacos out of a bucket. He's got a sombrero on. Yeah. And he reaches for the toilet paper, but he's just got the little, you know, cardboard tube. And there's no just a little tiny bit of paper left on it. He's like, oh, Dios mío. And then a bunch of, what do you call those? Like a mariachi band comes in. And they hand him the fiesta toilet paper. Yeah. And then like somebody off screen shoots those little confetti poppers.
Ay, ay, ay.
And then he wipes his ass and he winks at the camera and smiles and his gold tooth sparkles.
Fiesta, man. Buy that shit.
And that's the commercial.
That's great.
Airing in the UK.
Fantastic.
So thank you for that. Thank you for the clarification. Apparently, my roommate John speaks number station because he knew you were talking about toilet tissue.
That's amazing.
But all right. And way to go on the quality of your voicemails this week. I can totally understand you again.
Mm-hmm. No problems.
Next voicemail?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And the whole Orion hating me thing. Which is, I just kind of get a vibe, that's all. And my two cents on the, what would, like, make you stop in the bedroom thing, I draw the line at shit and vomit, pretty much. I think I've said that so many times, it might as well be a catchphrase.
I draw the line at shit and vomit. We should make a Miss Nick t-shirt with a picture of her face. It'll look like those Che Guevara t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, that they sell at Hot Topic. Everybody wears and they don't know who he is.
Yeah.
It'll look like that, but it'll have a word bubble that says, I draw the line at shit and vomit.
That's great.
Boy. Yeah. I think she actually has said that before in the forums. I don't remember how it came up, but she was like, yeah, the only thing that bothers me is shit and vomit.
Yeah.
Everything else is fair game. Nipple clamps. Drive a nail through my forehead.
Blood.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Everything gets me horny. But yeah, why do you hate her?
I don't hate Miss.
She just gets a vibe.
Can we get past this?
Vibes.
She's creating drama out of thin air.
Vibes are very scientific, Orion.
Yeah.
And she's
getting that vibe. I have no idea. If she could be a little more specific, I'm just getting a vibe.
Maybe she's a secret horse.
You just smell like you hate me.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. It makes no sense. I don't hate you, Miss Nick. Moving on. No more of this shit.
He hates you.
No, I swear to God.
Oh, yeah, and it was the second one. I don't eat fish.
It's the second one, I don't eat fish? Did I forget something we talked about?
I have no idea what she's talking about.
Oh, I remember.
Please tell me.
It was when I was talking about her possibly being fishing for compliments when she was saying that if a bunch of dudes were hitting on her, she'd fall unconscious.
Okay.
It was the second one. It was a joke about being beaten.
Yeah.
So good.
All right.
I'm glad to know that you don't fish for compliments, and I'm glad to know that you like to make jokes about being beaten.
Mm-hmm. It's good to know. Yeah, thanks.
Next voicemail.
Hey, Colin Orion, and anyone else who might be on the episode, though I don't know why I would say that. Anyway, the thing about the differences in temperature and women being more susceptible to it and all those different things, I feel like that's more just there are some people that are. For instance, I know somebody who just constantly has the temperature very, very low and is a woman. And I think that the problem is that the comfortable temperature for the one person who's sensitive to it is just a few degrees off from the other person. And central air being, you know, there's one thermostat in the middle of the room, but we're like in two different rooms of the house or whatever. And so it's like, oh, well, it's warm back here, because the sun's shining through the lights. We got to change the thermostat up, but that makes it very, very cold out into the room that doesn't have the sun shining through and all that other stuff. I really feel like people who have this sort of problem should invest in like tiny fans or tiny space heaters or more clothes or less clothes, just depending on their particular situation, if they can. Love the show. Bye.
Well, first of all, this woman that you know who always keeps the temperature really low is either a man or a werewolf.
Yeah.
I have learned from watching True Blood that werewolves shapeshifters run hot.
Yeah.
That their body temperature is naturally warmer than other people. And so man or werewolf, one or the other. And secondly, your suggestion that these people who have this problem should just buy a fan or buy a space heater or wear more or less clothes.
No.
Doesn't work with Aldi, at least. Orion's fiance, Aldi. Orion and I would be sitting around the apartment. Orion's basically naked.
Oh, Jesus.
Because we're just sweating. We're just exhausted from the heat. Like, we're sweating so much, it's actually tiring to sweat that much.
Mm-hmm.
Just our pores pumping the sweat out is exhausting.
And there's a sound, too. You can hear it.
And Aldi's, like, cranked up the heat to 90. She's got a blanket on, and she's just, like, man up, faggots, and that's it. There's no reasoning with her. Like, hey, maybe just put on a sweater.
Yeah.
Nope. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
Girls cannot be reasoned with.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
I forget her explanation. Like, Aldi, go get a hoodie. Go put on something. She'd always have a response that was kind of funny. And I forget. God damn it. Oh. It was always like, why don't... This is dumb, but Aldi, why don't you go put something on, you know, warm up?
Uh-huh.
And she'd turn and look at me or you and be like, well, why don't you stop being such a faggot?
Yeah, basically.
Or with her accent, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
A slight little accent.
Yeah.
So there was no winning, yeah.
I would almost suggest that maybe Aldi was doing that on purpose to get you naked.
Yeah, no.
Except that you don't have to do much to get Orion naked.
Jesus.
Like, especially if you're his girlfriend, like, just be like, hey, get naked. All right, I was going to do it anyway. So I don't think that's it. I think she's just... an alien.
just super horny and into me, yeah.
Oh, man. After that horse business, we're never going to be able to live up to it.
Damn.
Like, I almost don't want to, you know, keep talking because it's like, it's just all downhill from horses and volcanoes. Like, how can you top that discussion?
Yeah.
That's all the Facebooks, Twitters, and voicemails. Do you want to talk about other stuff? Like, there's other stuff we could talk about, but I kind of want to go out on a... only slightly bad note. You sound conflicted. Is there something you wanted to talk about?
Bring it up. There is. I have this notebook and nothing will top the horses. I'm mentally fucking...
I know, right?
Like, nothing tops that.
I can't wait until we get the forum posts that are like, I wasn't so into this one guy. Because that was the hardest. That is the hardest I have laughed at anything we've said on this show in a long time.
I had to go into the bathroom and like just cough because I couldn't breathe. Like, my throat was dying.
Well, that's enough patting ourselves on the back.
Yeah.
So, you want to call it quits?
I guess so.
Sorry, God, Jeff. No 4.5 hour show for you. You're just going to have to run and listen to black people shouting at each other.
Mm-hmm.
So as usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email me at Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Or you can check out the forums, IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. And there's the Facebook and the Twitter.
Facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat, and you can donate.
Donate. Don't forget, it's Kyle's birthday month.
Yes.
His birthday's coming
up. It's my goddamn birthday month. I only turn 29 once a year, dog.
You sounded like Chris Tucker just then.
It's my god.
I can't do it.
Corbin Dallas.
That fucker's so screwed. I'm sorry.
What happened to
him? He owes like $11 million to IRS. What the fuck?
Have you been hanging out at ChrisTucker.com or something?
No, Aldi filled me in. I just happened to walk in the room she was in. She's like, oh, did you know?
Did you hear about Chris Tucker?
And what then I was like, where's that button I want to invent where I push it? It's like, doom, 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 doom.
Oh, God, I don't have my things pulled up.
Oh.
But, yeah, what happened to Chris Tucker? Like, yeah. I mean, other than that he's in a whole bunch of debt or whatever. Because what was the last thing that he did? Like, he seemed like he was getting big for a little while.
Yeah.
Did he get typecast?
Rush Hour 3 was the last thing he did, I think.
When was Shanghai Nights? That wasn't him, was it?
Oh.
No.
I don't think so.
I think I'm getting him confused with Jackie Chan.
Yeah. He wasn't even in that.
He should have been. Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker should never be allowed to be in movies separately.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Beat a horse.
Yes.
And we will
check you next week.
Yeah.